transitions. How many, and in how many ways, to have known, discovered, celebrated in your life, and how would you tell another of the joy which resides in your heart in living such a life? Soul weary is when we've walked a path which doesn't fully represent who we really are. We resonate from our past, but from a distance, which is a firm and a clear place of strength, power, and choice for our future. In viewing and choosing our past, the future becomes clear and honest. As we enter each season of our lives, we bathe in the warmth of our summers gone, autumns of reflection, and springs of revelation, which bring forth the multifaceted layers of our unique being. We all know how to love, but as time passes, we learn the nature of how to engage in both the love from others and equally our love for ourselves. In aging, we grow closer to the self we left in our childhood, as we no longer look to the outside world, but to our inner self, to know both who we really are and why we are here. A reflection of the future is closer than we often realize. To know is the simple action of quietening our conscious mind for even a short while in time, and then seeing our dreams as our reality. As another year moves towards our personal history, we reflect no longer on the past, but celebrate what has been and who we really are along the journey we wish to call our life. What answers echo in our mind? You created this life full of purpose, to blend with other lives from your parallel life expressions. So to every person you shall meet, an event you will experience, you are not here to learn anything, but to express all you knew before this life. To know our soul expression is to know ourselves, and then to revel in the power we wait to express. The many unions in our lives, be they with friends, with our family, with the many facets of self, is the pleasure which composes the day of this particular earthly life, and the many lives we share beyond this one life. We inspire others as we take our breath away, when we speak our truth. A truth as old as time, which can be heard by all who care enough to listen. When I know myself, why then I shall see another. When I see the real me, why then I shall see another. Those who compose the diamond expression of my soul. To remain when others have gone is simply a place in time. But where is time? Where are we? And where are they? When we cannot see our direction, then we know our real goal. And when we are lost, we begin the real journey. I stand with me like no other I have known. I stand with me alone. I stand with me knowing clearly. I stand with me embracing a life, my life. I stand with me. Call forth no one other than yourself and express who you truly are, so others may receive and thereby respond in truth. Nothing other than that which you know from your heart as instruction for your mind. Allow life to be lived as experience of a greater knowing, which observes life's path in all its expression. To be without conscience is to disconnect from our soul. To be only conscious is to disconnect from our heart. To be so asleep in our lives is to experience living death. To keep focus on the reality of now is to draw past knowing and understand what the now reflects back to us, so we step into our real future. Pleasure becomes us as satisfaction grows from each expression, each encounter, which unfolds within the hours of our days. Often, without knowing, we witness our lives from afar, and in such awareness we know the real truth of our life. In the support of those who have gone before, to inspire, to go within and find the strength to follow and to smile and find our voice, then we shall speak our truth so that we may see our future with clarity. How might we know our heart if it were not for sharing in the love of others, and in such sharing, building a bridge between our lives to cover our aloneness? Only when we share love will we never know loneliness, isolation, separation ever again in this life. The life I knew, the life I dreamt of, the life I imagined, the life I made, the life I care for, the life I respect, the life I love, the life I keep close to my heart, the life I share, the life I remember, the life I see, which mirrors all lives, known and unknown, seen and witnessed, expressed to the full. How will we know when life speaks to us? When we are shown by those around us and the events we create. In such creation, we witness our expression as a soulful being in this our life. When we witness this with our heart, then our mind knows the breadth of our true being. We then know that we are real and alive within this our life. Not by that which we may own, not by that which we can buy, no. We know that we are alive within this our life through the people who share our love. How often do we create time to celebrate our past? All the love, the loss, the gain, the journey of growing towards unfolding this life which we created. Humanness is full of emotions such as pain, joy, fear, courage, achievement, and finally wonderment. No matter what age we might be, we still have our breath taken away at the wonder of the world we live in. What are the real dreams which reflect the real you, rather than borrowed aspirations from those in the world around you? When we aren't fully real, we explore one important aspect of life, not knowing. And on the voyage of discovery, others reflect back who we really are. We listen, we learn, we love, we share in relationships which are either complete or incomplete, careers which are true or false, through a sea of life transitions towards discovering our own personal roadmap of clarity. When you feel like running in life, consider this. Is it always away from where you are, or towards who you really are, and what you really want in this life?